Welcome once again to another broadcast coming to you live and direct. First, I start off with my apology that I was not on live yesterday. A lot of things that are taking place inside La Casa, and just every once in a while need to spend a little bit of time taking care of business, taking care of stuff that I need to do. And Sunday was a power-packed day. I was exhausted Sunday. I literally left the house about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't make it back till about 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And we ministered to probably 8,000 people total with everything that we're doing here in the ministry. And so ministered in two services on Sunday morning, had our Spanish pastor minister to Spanish congregation. And then we went to Payne Arena, where Franklin Graham brought a great word. Marcos Witt was there, bringing a wonderful worship. Also had a guest singer with him. Oh my God, it was so powerful. About 800-900 people came up to the front, accepted the Lord. There was about 5,000 people in the house in the Payne Arena. And then in the evening at 8 o'clock, there was an event at the church called Todos Unidos, which is everybody together, everybody united. All the pastors from the Rio Grande Valley, a good group of them were there, and we prayed for an hour, and then we had wonderful worship and praise and so forth there afterwards. It was just wonderful and fantastic. It's exciting to be able to see the church come together. This Friday night, we're going to have a special. I got a little video I want to play for you. And this Friday night, we're going to be doing what's called Stand at the Church. I want you to join us. Friday night at Center Church, pastors and churches from around the Rio Grande Valley are going to be with us, and you are invited to be with us. Watch this video real quick. It's only 1 minute long, and I'll be right back.
We are thrilled to extend our heartfelt invitation to you for a special one-night event called Stand. This event aims to raise up a standard for unity and peace throughout Israel. This will take place Friday, March 1st at 7 p.m. at Center Church in Far, Texas. We believe that it is essential for the churches and pastors from around the valley to come together and stand as a unified force. Together, we can make a significant impact in our community and beyond. Stand will be a powerful gathering where we can worship, pray, and join hands in promoting harmony and peace. Please mark your calendars and make plans to attend Stand on Friday, March 1st at 7 p.m. at Center Church in Far. Should you have any questions or need further information, please do not hesitate to reach out to us.
So that's going to be this Friday. It's called Stand, where we're going to come together and we're going to pray for Israel. We're going to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're going to see the hand of God at work. And we have marketing and advertising that has already begun, and we're going to see what the Lord would do for us. I want to share with you this scripture. Let me go ahead and begin right now. I want to share with you the scripture that I have in Mark chapter 3, verse 13. It says, "And he went into the mountains and summoned those who were with him and wanted, and they came to him, and he appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority and cast out demons. And he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he had given the name Peter." And then, of course, it lists all the 12. It goes down here in verse 20. "And he came home, and the multitude gathered together in such to extend that they could not even eat a meal. And when his own people heard of this, they went out to take custody of him. And they were saying, 'He has lost his senses.' And the scribes who had come down from Jerusalem were saying, 'He's possessed by Beelzebub,' which means Lord of the flies. And he cast out demons by the ruler of demons. And he called them to himself, began speaking to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan?" Now, here's what I wanted to share with you on the scripture. This is in Mark chapter 3. This is the beginning state, and I haven't found it in Matthew or John or Luke, but this passage is in Mark chapter 3, where he actually picks 12 disciples out, and he says, these are my 12 that are going to be with me. It is important that we provide a leader responsibility, but in the proper order of things. In the secular community, a leader is the one who gets paid the most. He has that major responsibility to provide oversight. He's usually holding a high level of a title, and those that serve or help him in his leadership in business, we're talking about business now, he pays them to do the responsibilities that he may have once have done. Now, many companies that have been around for many years, they hire people to take these positions of leader based on their skill set, education, or history. They may not have ever been in the position of those underlings, the way they say it, underlings, or those that are in subordinate to him in comparison to his position. And so what happens in the world of business is there's a lot of abuse that does actually take place. You have leaders that treat those that are under them as lesser than. But in the kingdom of God, it's totally different. The kingdom of God, in order to become great in the kingdom, he must become the least. So Jesus taking the 12 on, he gave them authority that he himself not only was able to do, but he wanted to make sure that they were empowered. And then he provided an undergirding now and begins to support them. And that's the way the kingdom of God works. The kingdom of God works as I, being a senior pastor, I want to educate and train those that the world may say are beneath, but I want to teach them how they are above. Because the kingdom of God is designed for me to go under you and to lift you up. I'm to hold up your hands. I'm to lift you up and prepare you and empower you and propel you. That's the way the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is a servant position. I must serve. The greatest in the kingdom are the ones who become least of all. In order for me to be great in the kingdom, I must serve you. If you're a brand new believer, you're the one that I am serving. I'm going to do what I can. I'll make sure you got food and education and help you grow so that way you can become one of those that will also serve the new person that may be coming into the salvation knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's proper leadership in the areas of the kingdom of God. And so if we can understand these principles of proper leadership, we can understand how to get ahead in the kingdom, in the church, and in the community. And when we can recognize the true order of servant leadership, that's what we call servant leadership, then you'll discover how you'll be able to build a great work and build a great church. And if you learn how to run your business the same way, you'll actually do better than the secular business. Secular business is about suppression and competition and dog eat dog. But in the kingdom business, it's about servanthood, about building up, about lifting up. I desire to see you get ahead. And in order for me to see you get ahead, there's principles that I need to put inside you. And as a servant leader, I come alongside you and build you up and begin to say, you can do better. You can grow better. You can do more. You can succeed and you can excel. I want to see you get ahead. I want to see you grow. That is the power of Center Church. The power of Center Church is all of our leaders in the church are about how to serve you. We will get in there with you. All the way down from the very beginning that I came to Center Church, I started with the most least opportunity that I saw that was available, which was mowing the property. And I said, let me begin with mowing the property. And I did it a couple of years, mowing the property every single week, making sure I had the field was in the best shape, the trim, the hedges, everything in the best shape. Yeah, I preached on Sunday morning. And people say, yeah, you were preaching on Sunday morning, but I remember seeing you preach on Sunday morning, didn't see you mow the yard. Well, you weren't there at 5 o'clock in the morning when the sun was coming up. You weren't there when I was there on Saturday doing what needed to be done. You didn't need to be there, praise the Lord, but the yard was always cut. And so that's how the kingdom of God works. The kingdom of God is about getting underneath somebody and building them up. And so I want to encourage you to come and be part of Center Church. Become a member of Center Church and recognize that your first membership of entering in, you know, the first time you come, we accept you as a visitor. We love you. We care for you. And we'll never stop loving on you. The second time you come, we accept you as family. Come on in. Welcome to the house of God. And now we want to be able to build you up and take those principles that God has put inside you, maybe through other ministries or other works, or maybe you've never gone to church before in your life, and we want to be able to mine out and extract those wonderful, wonderful personalities and strengths and abilities that you have, and be able to deploy them into the kingdom of God. Jesus, in this passage in Mark chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "And he went to the mountain and summoned those whom he himself wanted, and they came to him." He found and he picked the selected people. And then he made a statement. He says, "He appointed the 12 that they might be with him and that they might send them out to preach and to have authority." Notice that. He brought in the 12 and he gave them authority. So what we do here at Center Church is our mandate is to bring you in and give you authority. Authority to cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick, to speak with new tongues. We want to see your business grow. We want to see your life get ahead. We want your body to be healed. We're going to teach you how to exercise and how to think right and how to educate yourself, how to get into the Word of God. It's a full 360 community that we want to build inside you, the Word of God, that you may be able to walk through the various things that the world may throw your way and let you get ahead. God has a plan for you, and the plan that he has for you is for you to help set people free. Hallelujah. I mean, that is powerful. And God wants to see you transformed, and he wants to see you transform, and he wants to see you excel. And so you need somebody to be able to walk you through excellence. So that's what we're there for. So I want to encourage you to come on over to Center Church. Be part of the ministry. You can, of course, enjoy the ministry online, and we make it available to everybody around the world. Something I saw that I was very blessed by this past weekend, as I spent time with the leadership of the Franklin Graham Ministry, I was rather shocked on how many of them that had actually traveled down from Virginia, New York City, and Pennsylvania, from all over the United States to be able to be part of the work on the border here. We worked so hard, 4 or 5 months, dedication and molding. And I reached out to them about 18 months ago saying that the valley and the Rio Grande Valley and the border of Mexico needs Jesus. And they created this entire campaign to go all the way from Brownsville to San Diego. And so when they all came, all these different people come from all over the United States of America to convene in the Rio Grande Valley to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ here, I was shocked by how many of them stopped me. And they said, "Pastor Ortiz." And then I just was a person serving. I went there to serve. I didn't go there looking to be a leader of anything. I just wanted to serve. And so they put me in the position of those that got saved, that they needed to make sure that all of them filled out their paperwork. On the way out, they were stopping by our table, our booth, that I was able to get them signed. And I had sometimes 5 or 6 people in front of me with the salvation call card that they prayed for the first time. They didn't go up to the front, but they prayed for the first time in their seats. And I got them to fill out their cards, gave them the material, and was able to serve with fellow pastors. It was so beautiful. And the leadership of the Franklin Graham came and they said, "Pastor Ortiz, we watch you every day. We see your broadcast live. You're apparently this good morning has gone all over the United States of America." And we had a lady from Brooklyn stop me and says, "Pastor Ortiz, you're here?" And said, "Is this where you live?" And I said, yeah. She goes, "I watch you. I'm from Brooklyn. And I watch her in Brooklyn, good morning." And then she started screaming the good morning. The lady ran, "Good morning," says, "Oh, that's him." And it was, you know, some people want to call it fame. Yeah, I just call it influence. I don't call it fame. I call it influence. And that's what God wants to do with you. He wants to put an influence inside you so that way you could preach the gospel. I mean, that's what Jesus did, is he gave the disciples power to cast out devils, gave them authority. And so you can have authority to cast out devils off of your life, but you got to be part of a church. You can have authority to lay hands on the sick, but you got to be part of a church. You know, some people say, "Well, you know, the church is not the building." You know, I think that's a cop-out that some people say. Yeah, we all know the church is not the building, but the church is the church, and we meet in a building. So how dare you degrade the value of community? You have to be part of a building. You have to be part of a location, a gathering place. And we can meet everywhere and anywhere, but ultimately people are going to meet there because it's a banner. It's a place of refuge. It's actually called sanctuary, which is a refuge, place where we could come and receive shelter. The scripture is explicit in saying that God provides a hiding place for us. He hides us in the cliff of the rock. That's the building where we meet, that you can actually be there and be vulnerable, and you can pray and you can ask the Lord to be with you and touch your life and to be able to extend his word upon you. My friends, there's so much that need to be done. And I want to encourage you that you could be part of the church and you could walk into the building and you can say, I need a pastor and I need ministering and I need discipling. And the church is all about bringing you to that next level of life. Deliverance, healing, joy. Come on over to Center Church. We're located in the North Far area, North Far, Nolana, Highway 281. On the west side of Highway 281, you can see all the construction that is on 83 and 281, also known as 69 and 2, Interstate 69 and Interstate 2. And right there on the corner of Nolana, you're going to find our building there. We're working out our sign, beginning to take it down and put up a new sign. We're going to be working hard at updating the church in a greater scale. You'll see it in the coming days. Come on over. We have children's ministry and youth ministry and intermediate school ministry. We have wonderful men's group and women's group. We have a college and career program. We have wonderful, wonderful people that will just bless you. Just come on over to the church and let's get a chance to get to know each other. I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'm looking forward to hearing about what God is doing inside your life. So come on over to Center Church. Let's go before the Lord right now in prayer and let's set our sail that we may be able to get our day started. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I pray for every single friend that is on with me right now. I ask you to be with them. We pray for peace in Jerusalem. And we put on the full armor of God and we gird about our loins with the truth of your word and shod our feet with your preparation of the gospel of peace, that we will bring your peace to this world. We take on the breastplate of righteousness, for we are standing before you, Lord, and we lift up the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, and we ask you to be with us everywhere we go. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we ask that we can touch the lives and prepare the people for the salvation knowledge of Jesus Christ. Be with them, bring them to the fellowship, that we may be able to walk in great grace and love. Father, we thank you for this right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. If you prayed with me, say amen down below. Let's see who's with us today. We got a lot of people joining. Remember, we want to encourage you to hit follow, share, and comment. All of you on TikTok, hit follow, share, and comment. Be with us. Marinel, good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. God bless you. Sorry I missed you yesterday, but praise the Lord, we're here today. Bettina, God bless you. Pray that the Lord be with you and your husband. I love that little post that you had that you found out what that little clip was on the glove. Yeah, that's such a blessing. You can never be too old to learn, right? I've learned that. My gray hair, I keep learning things new every day. Marty, God bless you. Good morning, Marty Nell. Mark 3:13, that's the scripture that we've been reading. Went all the way down to, I think, 21. So, yep, that's it. Leticia, good morning. Yes, praying for you. Believe in God for great things. John Rico, good to see you, my brother. Those of you that are on TikTok, God bless you. I can. Joel, come on, everybody. Say amen. God bless you. Chrissy, are you back? Are you back in Texas? Are you back? I pray that it worked out all well. Can't wait to talk to you today. God bless you. Here to serve, Nancy. That's right. And especially with the little scrumptious goodies that you have there at the coffee shop. Hallelujah. Joey, God bless you. Good to see you here. Pastor Juan, God bless you. I know you had a great time over there, over at the park with our brother. God bless you, brother Chico. God bless you, Chico Cristo vive. God bless you, my brother Esther Conde. God bless you. Laura, Laura, God bless you. Good to see you here. God bless you. I'm glad you're with us this morning. Leticia, yes, believe in God for great opportunities for Rico. Amen. He's going to be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I saw your picture. It was such a blessing to see. Ginovi, is in the house. God bless you, Gino. Thanks for being with us on Sunday. It was such a blessing. Amen, Nancy. You prayed with us. Marinelle prayed with us. Pastor Juan prayed with us. Chrissy prayed with us. Gino B prayed with us. And Chrissy, that's right. God is good. God is good. Hey, real quick, couple of announcements. I got to tell you about Friday. Friday's going to be a wonderful time. Be with us. Come on over to Center Church this Friday night at 7 o'clock. Pastors from all over the Rio Grande Valley are going to be with us. Churches are going to be with us. And we want to pray for the peace in Jerusalem. And I've got have my announcements, and I've marketing it and advertising it. And you're going to see more announcements about it coming Wednesday, Thursday, and then, of course, on Friday. We want to make sure that everybody can be with us and be part of the fellowship. And we want to thank you guys for connecting with us. It's such a joy to be able to connect with you. We're believing God for big things this Sunday morning. We want to make sure that you're with us on Sunday. So remember to stand and be with us here at the fellowship at 4801 North Cage Boulevard, west of 281, north of Nolana, west of 281. And there's a lot of things that are transpiring. I'm going to be talking about this Sunday. I have a message that we're going through. We're taking every book of the Bible for the entire year and making it available to everybody. This Sunday, I have a video I'm going to play for you just for a moment to set the pace for this Sunday. I'll be speaking on 1 Samuel. That's one of, I love every book of the Bible, but there's some that I love more than the others. Can I say that? And 1 Samuel is one of those that's so dear to me. It's the birth of Samuel, prophet and priest of God. It's the preparation of King David. It's the anointing of Saul. There's a lot that takes place in 1 Samuel. Watch this little video, and then I'm going to be right back. Fellowship. Yes, sir. I hope you saw that. It's about leadership, about anointing, about preparation. 1 Samuel is about positioning, and we're going to find out who is Jesus in the book of 1 Samuel. Every book of the Bible, we're talking about who Jesus is in that book. And so I can't wait to tell you about 1 Samuel, but I still have Wednesday to go through. Wednesday, I'm going to be talking about faith tomorrow night. I don't want you to miss out tomorrow night. I have a powerful word of faith that's going to bless you. I know it's going to bless you. I promise you. And I can't wait till you see it. Let's see here. Nancy, you're going to be with us on Friday. Amen. Nancy will be with us. You love the morning videos, Bettina. Thank you so much. Yesterday, I got a bunch of messages yesterday saying, where's my video, Pastor? I need my prayer. And some others that had caught on to Set Your Sail, and they're asking about that. And I bless every single one of you. I thank you guys for being with me here in the morning broadcast. And I'm sorry when I don't get a chance to make it, but I'm doing the best I can to be able to do all the responsibilities that I need to do in the house. Yesterday was a little tough for me. My wife, beautiful Lisa, Pastor Lisa, had to leave town for a couple of days. She's spending some time with her brother up in the Bandera area. Her aunt of 97 years of age, passed on to glory. And she was such a sweet, sweet woman, tiny lady, beautiful, very beautiful. And just so precious that I got a chance to, of course, see her extendedly, maybe about three times in our lifetime. But yeah, she was very impactful. She was such a sweetheart. She participated in the upbringing and the raising of my mother-in-law. And Lisa's mom. And then, of course, my wife has some beautiful memories of her and the family there in Bandera. So there was no way she was going to miss that. And so Sunday after church, she got in the car and she drove up to Bandera, met her brother. And she and he spent the weekend just thanking God for her life. And so she'll be back tonight. There's always a little bit missing in me if I don't have my wife with me when I travel. Sometimes I'll overdo myself when my wife is not with me, but when she leaves the house, such a void. And so I miss her greatly. I can't wait to see her today. It's only been gone two nights. And I looked at her when I walked her to the car on Sunday and I said, baby, I can't remember when it was that you left and not without me. I'm such a mama's boy here. Anyway, so she'll be back and I'm excited about that. But yesterday I had to do so many things, the responsibilities at the church. I also had to recoup. Sunday was very, very full, working almost 17 hours straight. I was on my feet for about 17 hours straight. I don't know when I was able to even sit other than at the conferences, but it was a lot of work. I put on my suit and had to peel it off at the end of the day, but it was just a miraculous Sunday, and I love days like that, so no complaints whatsoever, but wasn't able to do the broadcast. But we got today's broadcast, and I'm going to do some more, Lord willing, today and be able to. I'm preparing my office at the church to where I can do more broadcasting from my office. There's so much word that God has given me that I have to get it out. And the reason why I like to disperse the word from inside me is because God puts more in me. And so if you can understand this, it is the more you give, the more you receive. And so when I give word, I get more word. And preaching is rather easy for me, and ministering and telling people about who Jesus is easy to me because of how much ministry that I do. Since I've done television ministry for over 30 years and I've had a daily broadcast, literally a daily broadcast for all those years, even though it may not have been on a television station or a radio station, it's been on social media, it's been on our applications. I have thousands and thousands of teachings that are out there, but you can't help but bump into some of the words that are out there. And the more I give of the word, the more I receive the word. The more I give of money, the more I receive of money. The more I give of my time, the more I receive of time. And so I'm believing that God's going to continue to enhance the ministry and the word so that way we can touch more and more people. So be praying for me, because there's some things that and opportunities that are coming available that I have a hard time saying no to. But I need you to pray for me. I really do need your prayer. And because I am one that can spread myself thin. And it's only because I don't get enough people to come alongside to help. I need financial partners. I need physical partners that will come be with me. We have opportunities to pick up TV stations and radio stations and mobile applications and all these technology. And my wife said something to me the other day. She said, honey, when you get to heaven, there is absolutely no way that you will, there's no way you'll be able to say that you didn't try. So you're going to get to heaven and you're going to say, you tried everything, Father. I tried it all. I did it all. I may not have been successful at everything, but I've tried everything. And I've had more successes than failures. And I will continue to do the work of God. And so I need your prayers. We need your financial support. We need your participation in the ministry to help us out with the work of the ministry. So however you can help, I want to encourage you to be part of the ministry. Hey, so I want to leave you with a couple of announcements. So, of course, tomorrow night I'll be teaching on the Word of Faith. You don't want to miss out on that. Friday night we're going to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem. I got some things to say that I'm going to talk about today about that. But we also have, for those of you who have children, we have a daycare at Center Church. This daycare is called Champs Learning Center. It's Center Church's daycare, and we take care of children. We right now have a little shy of 40 kids, and we're looking to add on another 20 children. And we have beautiful teachers. We have some of the finest facilities. We got marketing and advertising that would be going out, and we need 20 more children to come so that way we can be more impactful. We can house 80 children in the daycare, and we're working to add on another 20 on top of them, so about 120 children. So I have this little commercial that I'm going to put on. One of the promos that you're going to see is about our Champs Learning Center. If you know a family, or if you have a family that have children and you need a place to be able to take care of your children, I want you to consider Champs Learning Center here at Center Church and be part of it. Very affordable. The registration fees and so forth are very affordable, and we also have financial assistance. So if you work all day, you need help with your children, we have daycare for the kids up to pre-kinder, from newborn to pre-kinder, and we also have our after-school program that we pick up your children from school and we bring them over to the daycare, and we take care of them until you get out of work. So watch this short little video, And we have other videos that we're going to be playing shortly after. I don't want you to miss any one of them. I'm Pastor Clark. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Go take on the day.
We are thrilled to extend our heartfelt invitation to you for a special one-night event called Stand. This event aims to raise up a standard for unity and peace throughout Israel. This will take place Friday, March 1st at 7 p.m. at Center Church in Far, Texas. We believe that it is essential for the churches and pastors from around the valley to come together and stand as a unified force. Together, we can make a significant impact in our community and beyond. Stand will be a powerful gathering where we can worship, pray, and join hands in promoting harmony and peace. Please mark your calendars and make plans to attend Stand on Friday, March 1st at 7 p.m. at Center Church in Far. Should you have any questions or need further information, please do not hesitate to reach out to us.
What their problem
Champs
is.
Learning Center in Far is a nurturing haven for young minds to learn and grow. Our dedicated team of educators is committed to providing a safe and stimulating environment where children can flourish. We ensure flexible hours for busy parents by creating an enriching weekday experience for your little ones, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Visit ChampsLearningCenter.com and enroll your child today.
Hi, I'm Pastor Lisa. I would love for you to come out to Warriors by Design. It's our women's group that meet once a month on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall. This is more than just a meeting. It's a special time for us to come together, let your hair down, and share in a supportive community. Your presence would truly enhance our gathering. We look forward to seeing you and sharing this empowering experience. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions.
Have you heard? There's a barbecue fundraiser event happening at Center Church on March 9th. We are offering plates with barbecue chicken with all the trimmings for just $10. This is a great opportunity for the community to come together, enjoy delicious food, and support the good works of the church. Make sure to mark the date on your calendar for March 9th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Center Church in Far. Hope to see you there. Introducing TVer, your go-to streaming platform that brings high-quality and family-friendly entertainment to your home. Watch live streams, teachings from TVer founder Pastor Clark Ortiz, and much more. For just $9.99 a month, you'll get access to everything TVer has to offer. Never miss a moment. Download the TVer app now and start streaming whether you're at home or on the go. TVer, one place, one focus, one simple solution.
In today's fast-paced digital world, staying visible and competitive is crucial for any business. Ortiz Media Group, your partner in driving new customers to your business. We're dedicated to helping your business thrive in the digital age. And the key to our success? Custom AI software that's right at your fingertips. Our cutting-edge AI software, available on our website, ortizmediagroup.com, is designed to propel your business to new heights. It provides you with a comprehensive report card of how your business is perceived online. With our technology, you can leverage the power of search engines right from your phone. Monitor your rankings, track your progress, and stay ahead of the competition. Ortiz Media Group, where technology meets business growth. Best of all, our AI software is just a few clicks away. Run a free visibility report and discover where your business stands. Once you've taken this first step, a dedicated representative will contact you and let us take your business to the next level. That's Ortiz Media Group, and your success is our mission.